Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, you know, this sounds probably going to sound a little bit different because I can't find my normal travel setup. My morning's been rough. Had a deal fall through. Y'all ever had these rough days where you just feel like nothing's going right and you've been up for 2 hours and you feel like nothing's going right? You just can't win. At least that's what you think in your mind. You just feel like you can't win. You feel like the harder you work, the poorer you get. The harder you work, the less things pay off. You ever felt like this? If you have, you're not alone. I've been feeling it for the past couple weeks, last couple months even. And you're not alone. In fact, you're in very good company. And we need to grind, gentlemen, especially if you're a younger guy. You need to grind. You can't sit back and just wait for opportunities to come to you. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Because if it's something that's worthwhile and worth having, then it's going to be something that other people also want. And that's the way it goes, man. Because if otherwise, it would just be there waiting for you. Opportunities of a lifetime, they don't fall in your lap. You gotta go out there, you gotta chase it, you gotta want it, you gotta go out there, you gotta get it. I'll be totally honest with you guys. Last couple months have been the hardest months I've had since the military. Easily. You know why? Because in the military, I had structure, I had balance, and here, it's the opposite. I'm out here grinding every single day, trying to talk to homeowners, trying to get out here and get on roofs. Get in front of people, have conversations, get to know people, get to make those connections. It's hard, man. Because there's 10,000 other people trying to do the same thing I'm doing. And they have more experience than me. Maybe they have more charisma than me. They have all these things, but I could use that as an excuse to work less, or I could use it as an excuse to work harder. And that's what I'm going to do every single day. You know, one thing that's been sticking with me is I look at these people who are millionaires and billionaires at the top of the pyramid right now in America. I look at them and I think to myself, what did they have that I don't have? Y'all ever ask this question? What did they have that I don't have? And the answer is really not that hard. But what's hard is to accept it. It's not hard to find the answer. It's hard to accept the answer. And the answer is they just executed the idea and made me a little bit better. You got a little bit of luck in there, and luck is just preparation, meaning opportunity. My friends, I want to encourage you that if you're down right now, whether it's business, whether it's romance, whether it's anything, you're not alone. In fact, I've been on the front lines of this for the past couple months, arguably since 2020. I've been on the front lines of this, trying to figure out who I am, how I'm going to achieve the dreams I've set for myself. And it's really easy to be motivated when times are good. When the money's coming in, when the girls are noticing that you're bossing up. It's real easy to do it then. It's not so easy when you wake up to a phone call from your boss asking you about a job that you didn't necessarily put in just yet because you're waiting for confirmation. And then they get mad at you, even though you didn't tell them to do anything, but you're taking the blame. You're taking the blame for something that really wasn't your fault, but you're doing it anyway. Why? Because you just want the problem to be over with and you want to move on. You talk with a homeowner and they say, oh yeah, I want this done tomorrow. And then you call them, hey, you know, I'm ready to do it. Let's get this done. And they're like, I changed my mind. I don't want to do it. This is life, guys, for me. Now you could sit here and say, Austin, maybe you're just not a good salesman. And maybe you're right. Maybe I'm not. At least not yet. I'm going to change that, though. I'm going to change that. I'm not going to sit here and be like, it's not fair. I'm not good enough. No, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to say, okay, well, maybe I could have done this better. Maybe I could have adjusted my pitch. Maybe I could have talked about this a little bit more. Maybe I could have just connected with them better. Maybe I just didn't do something right. And I'm going to fix that. Why? Because I refuse to quit. And when you refuse to quit, you have two options. One is die, or two is improve. I don't like to quit. When I was younger, I used to quit things. I quit sports. I quit working out. I quit doing these things because I wasn't seeing the results I wanted. And you know what I realized? That was the stupidest thing I could have done, was quit. This isn't a card game. And if it is, well, I'm doubling down. I'm going all in because I refuse to give up. I refuse to fold. I'd rather walk out of the casino broke than give up. That's how I work. And my friends, if you're out here trying to grind, trying to create an idea, trying to be out here doing something with your life, that's great. I applaud you for asserting yourself and putting yourself out there. Most people are content to sit back and work for somebody else. And there's no shame in it. But there's not the same level of respect as somebody who's out there risking everything to get what they want. And that's me. I got no safety net. I got no safety net. And I'm working in sales, I got no safety net. I'm not sitting here trying to get you to be sympathetic to me. No, not at all. I want you to understand that when you're down, when you're having a hard time, my friend, I am with you. We are in the fight together to get this life that we both want. This is the hardest thing you'll do in your life is to build yourself. They don't talk about this part in the millionaires and the billionaire seminars, or they'll talk about it for 30 seconds, talking about, oh, you know, I went through some hard times. Well, go into depth about those hard times. What were those hard times like? What did you do? How did you get through it? What were your emotions like when you were in there, and how did you use those negative emotions to produce those positive results that you're now enjoying? How did you do it? But you see, that's the game. That's the glue that will bring your past and the present into the future. And that, my friends, is what I'm dealing with today. You know, it's really easy to talk about the realities of life when it comes to women, when it comes to religion, but let's talk about the realities of life when it comes to the hard, grueling, uncomfortable, unenjoyable push every day to push yourself outside your comfort zone, do things you don't like, do things that make you uncomfortable, do things that you've never done before. You don't know what you're doing, you just know you want to do it well. You haven't done things before, but you're trying to convince people that you know what you're doing and that you have a good team behind you, and you're trying to do everything in your power. It's like when dealing with chicks, right? When you're in high school, middle school, college, you don't have a lot of experience with chicks. You don't know how to talk to women. You don't know how, you don't know what they like. You don't know how to get, you know, intimacy from them. You don't know how to do these things, right? You got to learn game, like those game guys back in like the 2010 eras. Who used to talk about, you gotta say this, and you gotta do it like that, and you gotta have this facial expression, and you gotta have this tone of voice, like that type of garbage, right? It's the same thing when it comes to business. You gotta know what you don't know, and you have to realize that there's a learning curve, and then when the learning curve is present, you have to stick it out through the hard times. You have to say, you know what, this is gonna be hard, I'm gonna hate this sometimes, but I'm not gonna give up. I have that firewall in place. I'm never giving up. I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in. I refuse to do anything but keep going. I don't care if I get the deal or don't get the deal. I'm going. I'm keeping the fire burning to keep this engine moving. End of story. And when you have that mentality, it will change the way you look at things. Of course you'll have the ups and downs. I have a down right now and it's 9:00 in the morning. It's 9 a.m. I've already had a rejection this morning, and my boss got mad at me. Guess what? I'm still going in. I'm still doing paperwork. I'm still formulating the strategy. I'm not going to sit in my bed and cry like a little bitch. I'm going to get up and I'm going to get going. You got to be able to use the negative and transmute it to the positive. Transmutation comes from the art of alchemy. If you all want to go on a side road of European mysticism, that's where the idea of transmutation comes from. It comes from the Philosopher's Stone and alchemy. Alchemists were trying to create gold from less precious metals. You know, like lead, copper, stuff like iron, stuff like that. They were trying to change it into gold. so they were doing everything that they could to change less precious metals into more precious ones. And they, according to legend, they figured out how to do it. But if you read the accounts, people will say that they weren't able to do it. So it's more up to the person who's reading the story and learning about it to decide whether or not they actually achieved what they set out to achieve. But the lingo remains the same with the meaning that it possesses. We want to take habits, we want to take mannerisms, we want to take things that are less valuable in our lives and turn them into more valuable opportunities, more valuable options, more valuable places and people to interact with. That's what we want, and that's what we work towards. Sorry if you can hear the truck next to me. I'm driving, trying to record this, trying to multitask. I could tell that I needed to do this show today, and somebody else needed to hear this show today. It's real easy for people to go on social media and talk about, oh, look at me, I bought my first Lambo. Oh, look at me, I bought my first BMW. Oh, look at me, I got my Hellcat. It's real easy for them to go on there and talk about that. It's not easy to do what I'm doing right now, talking about how my money going down because I'm spending all of it trying to invest in this business venture, and I feel like I'm not seeing the return I want to see, customers canceling on me, all this stuff, and it's tough, man. This is what people want you to not see. They want you to pretend like, oh, I've always been winning. I ain't never lost a day in my life. Nah, man. Nah, I'll be real. It feels like I'm losing right now, but I know I'm not. It just feels like it. This is the growing pains of life. When I was younger, I'm a pretty tall guy. For those of you who never met me in person, I'm a pretty tall guy. I'm about 6.5 feet tall. And so when I was younger, I had growing pains, and I had to take, you know, a little bit of pain medication because it was so painful for me when I was a kid. Without those growing pains, I would have remained short my whole life. In the same way that you need growing pains in your professional life. You're going to have times where it's hurting. You feel like the harder you work, the less you get. The more you sacrifice, the fewer things you get. You're going to feel like that. But that's not actually what's happening. It's just not showing up the way you envisioned. It's not producing the results in the way you'd anticipated those results coming in. That is what's happening. And I want to encourage you to keep up the fight, to keep sacrificing, to double down and not fold. Always adjust. Don't always do the same thing over and over and over again. Don't do that. But make sure that you're focused, you're dialed in, you're not giving up. Because giving up, that's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Don't give up. Adjust your approach. Change the way you think about things. That will give you the results that you want. And if you think I'm lying, get back to me in a couple years when I'm really starting to hit my stride. These past couple months in this new business venture have been very hard. Very disheartening, frankly. Absolutely difficult. Now, I try to hide it for people. I'm not hiding anymore. How hard it is. How much rejection I face on a daily basis. You know how hard this is? It's hard, man. Guess what? Nobody's coming to save me. Nobody has any sympathy for me. And I don't care. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep grinding. What's your excuse to not focus on your dreams? Not go out there and earn what you set in your head that you want, that you are willing to sacrifice for? What's stopping you? Answer. You. My friends, please be willing to share your story and how you, if you're older, how you made it. And if you're younger and you're still going through it, I'd love to hear about your story, how you're making it through, how you are making the hard times worth it, how you're making it through the really hard times, watching other people succeed, watching other people do what you want to do, and you ask them for help and they tell you to go fuck yourself because they don't want to help you, or they try to help you and they're not. Maybe you think that you're not doing it right because you're not seeing the results that they're seeing. Like, there's so many levels to this. My friends, I want you to know, I don't care if you're doing contracting like me or if you're doing something completely different, t-shirts, social media, I don't care what you're doing. Just know you're not alone, man. I'm out here trying to grind just like you, trying to build a life for myself just like you. You're not alone. Trying to build a podcast, just, guys, I'm telling you, man, it's tough. It's really, really hard feeling like you're putting a lot of work, a lot of effort, your heart and your soul into your work, and no one appreciates it. Guess what? That's part of the game. It's all part of the game. It's all part of it. My friends, please feel free to share how you made it through, how you've managed to encounter adversity and turn adversity into an ally instead of something that you're avoiding. Take care of yourselves. I look forward to hearing more. And don't worry, this conversation is far from over. I'm out of here. Peace.